and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Let's begin with the conversations sparked by the winner of the Miss Universe Malaysia 2017 competition, Samantha Katie James. Now, in a posting on her social media account, she claimed that African Americans, quote, chose to be born as coloured, end quote. She also had called for those protesting against racism and police brutality to, quote unquote, relax and take it as a challenge and accept it as it is. Now, all this is in reference to the ongoing protests of the death of George Floyd in the US. Now, I think, Sharad, that the reaction to her comments have been quite interesting, and there's been quite a lot of criticism, criticism from many quarters, but I think there's also been a lot of conversation about her explanation that those remarks stem from the racial discrimination that she faced growing up in Malaysia. Quite interesting.
Yeah, Melissa, it's, you know, I don't know how much time we want to spend on this former beauty queen and her sense of the world. I mean, she seems rather confused, and it does seem like a waste of time since there are much more pressing matters to be looked at,
no,
including the
I
question.
No, I disagree. I think that the response to this has been, we are, you know, we've talked, there's a conversation about racism, whether the racism in Malaysia mirrors that of the racism in the US, whether we are educating ourselves about racism. I think that's something to be said.
Right,
there.
Right. I mean, of course, she has also spawned all kinds of memes of people saying, you know, I'm of mixed heritage, but my soul has chosen to be white. And it just jokes around the way in which she imagines her own identity vis-a-vis her actual, ethnic or linguistic heritage. I think all that aside, people around the world have found it necessary to weigh in on what's happening in the US. And I think that's very interesting. In New Zealand, thousands of people took to the street as an act of solidarity. I mean, not happening in Malaysia. And I'm not sure. The question is, of course, we are going through the pandemic, but that, of course, seems to affect none of these other groups of people around the world. They all seem to be able to, willing to congregate despite the pandemic. I do think, Melissa, it's a complicated question.
Right.
And, you know, Samantha seems to be somebody who is profoundly inadequate in her expression of her concern. I mean, I don't know what her concern was at the end of the day. I think Dato' Yasmin Yusof came out to say she read, you know, these postings several times and was trying desperately to make head or tail of what she was saying. Yet, I think what was interesting, Melissa, were the other celebrities. Henry Golding came in, and also Yuna. And these are people, perhaps, you know, who had a better sense of what's at stake in this particular struggle.
So I like that people were trying to understand where she was coming from. And I think in the way we're conversing nowadays, it's often that we kind of cancel people out very quickly. So it's good that people are trying to understand where she's coming from. But also, I think when it comes to the idea of, you know, everyone begins from a place of ignorance. And what we do is...
Some people stay there, unfortunately, Melissa.
What we hopefully do is we educate ourselves. We get better informed about the different issues around the world. Nobody expects us to know everything. But perhaps before we're educated, we might want to keep those opinions to ourselves.
All right. Yeah, in fact, I think that was some of the good advice that she received. Though it really is, I think the much more important question is for those who are intervening and saying that there are parallels to draw when it comes to the American situation, the situation here. I think we had to be very careful not to be cavalier in drawing those parallels, but also not ignoring the fact that there are issues around police brutality. We have custodial deaths in this country, and of course the question, the perennial question of racism in this country needs a deft hand, I think.
Definitely for a longer conversation. But in other news, a recent poll by Astra Awani has found that 91% of respondents said they believe politicians are not prioritising the response to the COVID-19 pandemic and instead is focused on their own political interests. Now, I think this is interesting. A couple of things are interesting for us to think through tonight about this. First of all, I'm wondering what this public perception of the political drama actually represents, you know, and also what is the real cause of the fatigue, this perceived fatigue, political fatigue by the public. And then that also poses the question, are there dangers of political fatigue or political apathy? You know, what happens when we are tuned out or we switch off from what's happening in terms of the news, in terms of political developments.
Indeed, you know, it's an interesting way, and because all polls of this sort, you know, either succeed or fail on the basis of how they frame the question for the people who take part in it. But today, I mean, so we'll leave that aside. I do think, though, Melissa, that, you know, sometimes we confuse ourselves with the use of expressions like politicking or political drama. And of course, you know, it really is a function of your appetite for political discussions and such, right? So for some people, I think they say, well, why doesn't government just get on with the work that is put before them? There's the pandemic, so the public health response, and then there's the economic dimension of that, and they're kind of looking at that. And I think on that score, very clearly, you know, the civil service, not the politicians, but the civil service, has done an excellent job of providing leadership. So professionals in the health, you know, ministry have provided excellent leadership. Now, on the question of the economy and the question of the politics around it, including what we saw happening in Parliament, or the lack of parliamentary debate and scrutiny, I think that's where there is some measure of dysfunction when it comes to politics.
Well, I think you're absolutely right in terms of understanding the terms, the meaning of it. So whether we can separate politics from the governing of a country, whether we understand and recognise that instability of an administration has effects of in policy making and all that. You know, it's very easy to say that you're tired of the political drama, that you are, you know, overexposed and you're fatigued by it. But to also understand that, you know, the practices like distributing GLC positions, like direct negotiations of contracts, all of those under the guise of what is called politicking or politics, it's all very important. You have to recognize that that's part of things that we need to be vigilant about as a watchful citizenry.
Yeah, and I guess, Melissa, you know, we're also, as a citizenry, learning a little bit about democracy as it, you know, has unfolded. We've had a lot of excitement in the last couple of years, you know, more than we had anticipated, including the, you know, the end of the 60-year rule of the Barisan National / you know, Alliance government that held power since independence. So people are not used to this. They're not used to change a government. They're not, especially at the federal level, they're not used to the idea that when a government's legitimacy is in question, it can be dysfunctional. And this, we see that at the state level, federal level. All that is something that perhaps we're going to take time to become accustomed to. So the new normal might be more political than it is about the pandemic and social distancing at the end of the day, Melissa.
All right, well, speaking of political drama, it can be argued that all this is being fueled by the factions within Bersatu. After this, we'll consider whether Bersatu is at the heart of the current administration's instability. Stay tuned to consider this.